Welcome to Living Orthodoxy, an invitation to a deeper life in Christ, a podcast of St. Philip Orthodox Church in Souderton, Pennsylvania, dedicated to connecting the liturgical and spiritual life of the Orthodox parish with the life of the Orthodox home, presenting the weekly homilies of our parish pastors, Father Noah Buscelli and Father James Thayer, as well as discussions of the liturgical year and Orthodox life and practice by Justin Bowl and Jeff Hyatt. Now here is Father Noah Buscelli.
This time of year is nice because I can hide behind the flowers. Yesterday our choir worked very hard. For 12 hours they sang and they were educated. And we appreciate Benedict and Maria Sheehan who led that workshop. And about 9 or 10 hours into the day, we sang Vespers, which many of you weren't here for, and I'm sorry, because it's such a beautiful moment in our liturgical rhythm. And in the course of the Lord I Cry Psalms, Psalm 140 and following, they sang a beautiful, beautiful verse. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise thy name. And they sang that particularly melodiously and brightly. And it really stuck in my mind. The cross is the key. Our Lord's crucifixion is the key to bring us out of prison so that we can rejoice with the angels. We can praise the Lord. And praising God means life. God is not selfish that he's zealous for us to praise him. He's selfless because he wants to share his love with us. So the cross is the key. And we see this in the resurrection icon. The key to, maybe the cross is the sledgehammer more than the key, actually, but that's okay. To open the gates of paradise, to break open the shackles that hold us. And I like to consider the cross in three ways, three dimensions. There's the historical dimension, the eternal dimension, and we can't forget the metaphorical dimension of the cross. So historically, our Lord Jesus Christ is truly the God-man. He really is the Son of God who really became a man, fully God and fully man. And we celebrate this in iconography. We celebrate this in the Eucharist. We celebrate the reality of his incarnation, that he really existed as a person. He had a mother. He had a foster father. He had brothers and sisters, step brothers and sisters. He really existed. He really taught. He really preached repentance. He really worked miracles and healed. And he really and truly suffered on the cross unto death. And on the cross, he stretched out his hands to draw all of the world to himself. On the cross, he spanned all the dimensions of our universe to bring everyone back to the Father. And that cross really existed. The wood of the cross that he was nailed to, the wood of the cross that his blood was spilled on, was a real piece of wood put together by carpenters. And that real piece of wood fell away from history for a time. You know, Christianity was illegal. Nothing could be done because the pagans ruled the day. And the cross was buried. And then it was found again. And we celebrate that on September 14th, on the exaltation of the cross, when St. Helen found the cross, brought it to the patriarch who raised it up for all of the church to worship before. We are celebrating the veneration of the cross because we're halfway through our Lenten journey. Yesterday and today mark the 20th and 21st day of the fast. And the Church, as our wise mother, reminds us why we're making an effort, why we are not eating meat and dairy, why are we eating fewer meals, why are we turning off our phones, why are we throwing our TVs out the window? Why are we giving alms? Why are we going to church more? Why are we praying more? To remind us that we are being drawn to our Lord Jesus Christ, the King of Peace. So that's, there is a historical reality, and that cross still exists. It's broken into lots of little pieces, and it's throughout the world. But that historical reality is not just history, it's also eternal. The cross is not just a historical event. It is historical. And yet, it changes the course of history. It is historical and it's eternal in its ramifications. Indeed, in our Holy Scriptures, our Lord is called the Lamb of God who was slain before the foundation of the world. His crucifixion was before the world was even made. It's a terrible thing to contemplate. And what does this mean for us? The eternal dimension of the cross means that death is not the end. It means that the horizon of our life is no longer earth. It means that we can really be brought out of prison so we can praise His name. So the historical, the eternal, and the metaphorical. This might make some people nervous. How can you talk about the cross as a metaphor? Father, you know, we're not woo-woo people that have gotten rid of the crucifixion and resurrection. Of course we're not, but we do read the Gospels, and our Lord used the word cross as a metaphor. You have to take up your cross and follow me, he said. And that word cross is a metaphor for the sufferings in our life. The word cross means what is crucifying us? What is purifying us? What is bringing us to the point of vulnerability and death so we can be helped and resurrected by God? And I suggest to you that perhaps the heaviest cross in your life, whatever that may be, perhaps the heaviest cross in your life is, in fact, the key that will open up the door for your soul out of its existential prison. And you have to stop fighting it. You have to stop rejecting it. You have to stop running away from it. You have to stop drinking or smoking or purchasing, or whatever, staring into screens minute by minute, hour by hour, to avoid the cross in your life. You have to stop it. I have to stop it. Because our life is about death, being transformed. It's been said probably better than I can say it, I can remember it, you have to die before you die, so when you die, you don't die. That's a nice one. You have to die before you die, so when you die, you don't die. But it stinks. It's hard. It's terrible. And it's not God's ultimate plan. God's ultimate plan is life and peace and light and warmth and joy. And that's what we're invited to. That's why Christ broke into history from eternity. And that's why he shares this metaphor with us. So, dying, behold, we live. Suffering and dying with him. We are reigning and living with him. and singing his praises with the angels, in the choir of angels, singing his praises with his Father and Holy Spirit unto ages of ages. Amen.